Welcome to Carnivores Don't Get Sunburn, hosted by Carrie Mann. Dive into the extraordinary journey of rediscovering optimal health through the carnivore diet. Here, we share powerful transformations from reversing chronic illnesses to achieving peak human potential. Each episode, we'll explore the real stories of those who've turned their lives around, embracing a diet that's as natural as the sun. Stay tuned as we uncover the science, the success stories, and the secrets to thriving on this ancestral diet. Plus, don't miss our exciting documentary highlights featuring a diverse range of carnivore champions. Ready to challenge the conventional? Let's get started.
All right, I've got to admit it, I'm a little nervous about this video. We are going to be going on with Dr. Anthony Chaffee to show him our brand new trailer for a documentary, Healing Humanity. We're really going to put him on the spot. He hasn't watched the trailer yet. He's going to see it live and give his reaction. I don't know what he's going to say, but it should be interesting. Adam and I have traveled all over the world filming incredible stories of healing from individuals that have returned to a proper human diet. Dozens of interviews, hundreds of hours worth of footage, over 2 years of my life for this documentary. What will Dr. Chaffee think? We recorded this live with Dr. Chaffee. It was about 2 hours, and I've condensed this down to less than 10 minutes so you can see Dr. Chaffee's reaction and his thoughts on healing humanity in general. Let's get started. Quick interruption. Beast Mode Soap sent me this soap, 100% beef tallow, free to try. This is certified grass-fed tallow, never vegan, made in the USA, natural essential oils. We got forest ash, paleo pine. We're in the pine forest. The forest ash is my favorite. I've been using it for a while now. They sent this to me for free, but I liked it so much I agreed to do a paid partnership with them because I believe people need to know what they're putting on their body. And the soap that I had at home is full of chemicals, detergents. Seriously, after I use this soap, my skin feels so soft and so incredible. What you put on your skin ends up in your bloodstream. And I only want to put good things in my body and on my body. And this, there couldn't be much better. This is 100% beef tallow.
Learn more at beastmoatsoap.com.
When I got this crazy idea to do a documentary, you were the first doctor, the very first doctor I asked if you'd be willing to participate. I honestly didn't know what you would say.
I don't want to put you on the spot, but if you were interested in participating in any way whatsoever, It would be a huge honor. I think it would really help as well.
No idea. And I remember vividly you said 100%.
Oh, 100%. I'd love to.
Oh, well, thank you guys. And it was an absolute pleasure to be involved in it. And I think it's such an important project, you know, and I mean, it's just so good to get this out there to more and more people. I was really impressed that, you hit the ground running on this. You saw how much of a massive impact it had on your life. You saw how much of a massive impact it had on others. And you're like, yep, we're getting this on film. We're getting this out to as many people as possible. This is too important not to share. You just changed your whole life to just say, okay, yep, we're doing this now, which is really impressive. You know, not a lot of people are able to do that or willing to do that or think that they are capable of doing that. He's like, well, that'd be nice, but I've got all these other things. He just said, yep, I'm doing it. I'm going to make it happen. So, kudos to you, man. That's a really big accomplishment.
Adam and I were just chatting. The doctor expert that we filmed the most of, for sure.
We filmed Maggie
more than you, but in terms of the doctors and experts, we filmed you the most. So,
appreciate it.
Why is it taking so long? I just want to answer that one real quick. The reason is because the premise from the get-go was follow people over the course of a year. And we did that with Bill Knott. We filmed him on day one, and then we had to wait a whole year to film him on year one, day one. And we attempted that with a couple people. So that alone is going to add a little bit of time to the thing. And I've only been carnivore a little over 2 years, so it really hasn't been that long. But the last thing I'll say on that topic is, we're completely done filming now. We filmed our 60th interview, which was Dr. Sean Baker. And we're in post-production now, and we're editing through the end of the year, and we hope to have it ready by the early next year. The only other thing I'll say is the other reason it took so long is we didn't have a budget up front. We didn't have hundreds of thousands of dollars to buy Netflix-approved cameras and travel all over the world. So it's been scratching and clawing and fighting for every penny to continue filming. Like, we did that 24-hour live stream that you, again, Dr. Chafee, saved us during that. You came on for a couple hours while Adam and I were falling asleep. And well, we raised money from that 24-hour live stream that allowed us to film for quite a bit after that. And then we ran out of money again. And it's like, we got to do a meetup. We got to do another live stream. So it was a lot of stopping and going. But we're on the home stretch now. So it's really exciting.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. And you know, the thing is that these projects do take a lot of time. And like you said, you know, it's, you know, because of how it started, it's like, okay, I just want to do this. I have this sort of vision for it. But then it's a work in progress. You know, it's not like it's just like we got a script from Hollywood and it's just like, this is what we're doing. It's all set out and structured and all that sort of stuff. You have an idea of what you want to do, but then it grows and it develops and it evolves. And then you're talking to other people, you meet other things. You're like, whoa, that's an amazing story. We got to do that. And wow, this would be really exciting to add that into. So it's sort of a living project. You know, it's not just, you know, we need to, you know, film scene 1 through 78. And then we'll be able to go into post-production. You know, it's something that developed and evolved. And I think that as a result of that, you know, I mean, it's two ways to look at it. One, yeah, you can't do it as quickly and streamlined as you could if you had a very, very clear set script. But at the same time, it's something that's going to be more meaningful because you saw things at the time that were just like, wow, this is amazing. This is incredible.
Yeah, well, we really appreciate you. Your voice in the documentary is absolutely huge. Maybe we show the trailer now.
Yeah, that'd be great. Have you seen it yet? I don't know if I have. I've seen I think one that you guys released before, but I may not have seen this one.
Yeah. I'm excited for you to see it live with us. That's pretty awesome. You're a big part of it for sure. I'll just give a quick preface. When you do a movie like this, a documentary, you usually have multiple trailers and clips and teasers. This particular trailer isn't a traditional trailer. We're going to be doing a third one. And the third one is going to be really tricky because it needs to be accessible to the general public. The third one is going to be your typical movie trailer to get people in the seats. This one, the goal of this one was to show the scope and scale of the project that we filmed 60 interviews all over the world. It was for the donors, the GoFundMe supporters, all those folks. So it's a little bit different. We basically tried to show, like, we filmed a lot of people and we put a lot of people in this. And for anyone that's watching it or wants to rewatch it or share it, we always get that afterwards. You can just go to healinghumanity.movie. It's right there. And please, if you want to help out, the best thing you can do is share. We also have a free newsletter if you want to sign up. With all of that said, here we go with trailer number 2.
When I walk into a grocery store and see thousands of items on the shelf, that does not register in my brain as food. And of course it's not. This has never been food to any human being for the entirety of human history.
We've been soaking up the wrong information for so long.
Everything I thought I knew about nutrition turned out to be wrong. And it doesn't take that long to figure it out if you look at the actual science.
Your body, even though you feel like it betrayed you years ago, you actually betrayed it.
I was following the rules and getting sicker for it.
I was hopeless. I was really hopeless. And I thought, yeah, this is the way it's going to be.
I don't think I would have made it. I honestly don't. I mean, I was 69 pounds, almost hooked up to a feeding tube.
I probably had 30 days left until I was dead.
My thought was, is I'm going to die and I'm not going to have a chance to tell everybody that I love them one last time.
That's just more pills and more pills and more pills and more sickness and more disease.
I look at people now on the street and I see them not doing well. And I just wonder what the food that they're eating is doing to them.
We're learning from our past way of eating that somehow we're damaging disease.
I want to live in a world where every doctor is not managing disease, but trying to get to the root cause of why people are sick in the first place.
That's what being a doctor is all about, isn't it? Being able to take somebody who's got no hope and give them hope. And it's a real hope. It's a true hope. It's not a false hope. I'm not interested in any other profession.
There you go, right in my face. Perfect.
I just remember being so excited about being alive again.
Changing my diet, like, absolutely saved my life.
Plain and simple, I would not be here today.
I have my life back.
It was like with a new lens, you know, new eyes. Was using them for the first time.
Even though I'm 5.5 years in, I still wake up feeling impressed.
I felt the best I ever felt in my life.
I never thought I'd have a life. I really thought my life was over. And if I hadn't have found this lifestyle, that I would not be sitting here with you today. No way.
I'm 82 years old, which is just a chronological number.
You pull yourself up, you swing your leg over and you're over.
It's not healthcare, it's sick care. We don't need doctors if we're eating properly. We don't need medication.
That was badass, man. I really liked that. That was really good. Yeah, that was cool.
Oh, good. Thank you. I'm glad you liked it.
No, it was so good. And it set it up, right? You know, because like everyone was just like, look, I was dying. I had 30 days left. I was just this hopeless sort of thing. And then all of a sudden, you know, the music kicks on and everything's uplifted. And it's like, hey, I'm back. I've got all this stuff. That was awesome. I really liked that. I'm really, really, well, I'm proud of you guys. Honestly, I think you're just doing such great work. And I'm really happy that you guys are doing this. And I wish I could have done something like this myself. I just didn't think that I was able to at the time. And so I'm just glad that someone is, and you know, better men than I. And I was very proud to be a part of this as well.